Wakari, a new medical examiner in Pierce County. How did we get here?
Yeah, so it's been quite a rocky year and a half in the Pierce County Medical Examiner's Office. It's been marked by multiple complaints from staff, investigations, and eventually settlements with the top two officials in the office. And all of it has prompted the county to call for a revamping of the office to sort of set them up for success moving forward.
So the medical examiner, Dr. Thomas Clark, retired after a lot of criticism from his staff and other kinds of investigations and things. But I thought they had selected someone to replace him a while back. What happened to that candidate?
Yeah, so that was pretty surprising for everyone involved, including county officials. The last guy who was offered the job actually backed out at the last minute for unknown reasons. He did not return calls that I had made seeking comment for why he decided to withdraw from consideration. But the county was ready. They immediately offered the job to the person who was confirmed today.
And who is that person? Let's talk about her.
Yeah, so her name is Dr. Karen Klein Parhamovich. She comes from the New Mexico State Medical Examiner's Office. She was the interim leader of that office. And my first impression of her is that she plans to be much more open to listening to the concerns of her staff and also interacting with family members of people who die, the people that she's dealing with when she's investigating deaths. And that's something her predecessor was criticized pretty heavily for not doing. I asked her specifically about how she plans to interact with family members, and this is what she had to say.
I think there's a role for everybody in the office to communicate with the family members of the people that we take care of here. I will call up a family member. I'll talk to them. If it's medically something that they need to hear from the doctor, I'll give them that call. Sometimes it's more appropriate for the investigator to give a call because they've developed that rapport with the family at the scene.
And I will say that her philosophy on dealing with family members is quite different from her predecessor, from what I've been hearing from people who work inside the office. And that empathy that she seems to be bringing to that position is something that many in the office say is long overdue.
You know, Kari, we're talking a lot about this position, which is one of many in county government, of course. So why is this one so important? Why is what the medical examiner does such a vital role for a county government?
Absolutely. And I actually talked a little bit about this with Dr. Klein and why she got into this business to begin with. Medical examiners play a key role in collection of public health data. I mean, when we talk about things like the opioid epidemic or, you know, the pandemic that we're living right now, the coronavirus outbreak, they learn from the dead to help the living. They are on the front lines of figuring out really important public health data.
Dr. Klein has a big job ahead of her in terms of steadying the ship. Did she speak to that?
Absolutely, yeah. The bottom line really is that Dr. Klein is tasked with not only regaining the confidence within her own ranks from staff members who, you know, filed mounting complaints against her predecessor, but also regaining confidence and public trust. Her approach so far seems to be she's coming in with ears wide open. She wants to listen intently to what people's concerns are and know how to sort of adapt moving forward.
Kari Plogue, thank you very much.
Thanks so much.